Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the second hour of our weekend program, and we got lots to talk about this hour, including new information about a drug that is prescribed millions of times each year, especially to kids with asthma, a very popular medication that's garnered billions of dollars in sales. Some disturbing new side effects are emerging. But first, I want to share this message with you. Did you ever get a hankering for a top-rate university-level education in integrative medicine and nutrition? Many of you are real aficionados of intelligent medicine. So perhaps you'd like to hear discussions with some of the top innovators in the field of natural medicine, or get clinical-focused classes on how to treat common disorders with diet, supplements, and the latest innovative therapies. Well, you might think it's beyond your reach. You can't pick up and leave your job or your family to attend lectures at some remote campus. And besides, it could be pricey. How much would you be willing to pay? $10,000 for the whole course curriculum? $5,000? Or maybe just what you pay for cable, which I guess is at least $75 a month. Well, such a comprehensive course is available. And here's the good news. It's free. That's right. F-R-E-E. It's my favorite four-letter word in the English language. It's the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Series, and it's free for downloading at drhoffman.com. Or you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. No strings attached, no gimmicks. Just download and listen. You can learn from experts while you do your chores, drive your car, commute to work. Literally hundreds of podcasts are now archived at drhoffman.com. They're there for the downloading onto your computer or mobile device, and it won't cost you a dime. Now, why am I doing this? Well, because I love to get the word out to listeners like you about the remarkable benefits of intelligent medicine. That's my mission statement. And by making it free, I'm hoping to engage as many of you as possible in an ongoing learning experience. So if you haven't already, start checking out our Intelligent Medicine podcast at drhoffman.com. And while you're at it, subscribe to our newsletter and join the thousands of readers who get timely health updates, again, for free. Get an education courtesy of yours truly. Better your life, better your health, and share the bounty with your family and friends. Okay, so we invite you to call us, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-8255 for questions related to medicine, nutrition, overall health. And as promised, here's a story about a medication that is one of the best-selling drugs since 1996. Now, I looked it up, and of course, the top medication is Lipitor. It's a cholesterol-lowering medication. But if you scroll down, this medication is number 10 in terms of the amount of money it's grossed in the past 20 or some years. The medication is Singulair. Singulair is used for treating allergies and asthma, particularly in kids. It's more than just an antihistamine. It's a super powerful allergy blocker. It's what's called a leukotriene 1B inhibitor. And it works in a different way than typical antihistamines. It's an onslaught on a different pathway that can lead to allergic symptoms. And here's the figure. It has garnered $43 billion in sales since its introduction in 1998, with around 5 million prescriptions written annually, just in the United States alone. And so here's an article. This is published in September of 2017. Adverse drug reactions of Singulair in children and adults. Just out in the past couple of weeks. They say Singulair is recommended in guidelines for the treatment of asthma in both children and adults. However, its effectiveness is debated, And recent studies have reported several adverse events, such as neuropsychiatric disorders and a rare condition called allergic granulomatous angiitis. Let's put that one aside. Let's focus on the neuropsychiatric disorders. So they did a study, and this is done in Holland. Depression was reported most frequently in the whole population. Aggression was reported the most in children. Headaches were reported the most frequently in the Dutch database. Furthermore, nightmares are often reported for both children and adults. These data demonstrate that Singulair is associated with neuropsychiatric adverse drug reactions such as depression and aggression, and especially in children, nightmares are reported frequently. So this article appeared in a medical journal. I looked at the comments. I scrolled down and look at the comments sometimes. And one pulmonologist wrote the following. For a largely ineffective drug for the vast majority of patients, this sure has caused many problems throughout its reign. At some point, one would think we should stop using it or that it would be taken off the market. That from a pulmonary specialist, someone who specializes in treatment of asthma. And it's a remarkable turnaround for a drug that has been a blockbuster, multi-billion dollar seller. And on two accounts, its use should be challenged because it isn't that effective, number one. And, well, that'd be okay if it was a little bit effective but had no side effects. But really concerning are the neuropsychiatric side effects of nightmares, depression, aggression, especially occurring in a vulnerable population of children. That's pretty nasty. All right, here's an item. B vitamins linked to better cognitive health. Big study. They say little is known about the effects of dietary intake of B vitamins early in life and cognitive health outcomes in midlife and older age. So to see if there's a relationship, researchers looked at dietary records of a long-term study of people over a 25-year period. Participants started in the study aged 18 to 30, and they submitted a diet history, also a history of what supplemental B vitamins they were taking. They looked at them at the beginning, and then 7 years later, and then 20 years later, and then at 25 years later. By 25 years later, they had an average age of 50, and then they had their cognitive function assessed. So the results, pretty stark. They compared the highest quarter of B vitamin intake with the lowest, and they found that there was a significant relationship between higher B vitamin intake of particularly niacin, folate, vitamin B6, and vitamin B12. More of those via either foods or supplements produced better cognitive performance. So the study authors write in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, quote, greater intake of B vitamins throughout young adulthood may be associated with better cognitive performance in middle age, especially in the test for psychomotor speed. They continue, considering the rapidly growing population at risk for dementia, increasing B vitamin intake in early life may have important implications for cognitive performance later in life. Big study. And just consider what young people and kids consume during those critical years, 18 to 30. That's when the study started. And you can see we're in for an epidemic of cognitive decline and dementia because of poor nutritional habits, which could easily be alleviated with a concerted program of supplementation or at the very least improved diets. All right, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255. And that can also be broken down to 877-726-TALK. And we'll hear from some callers in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there's yet another way you can get questions to us. Actually, three ways. One is to call us 877-726-8255 during the 2 hours this program's on from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time. And another way is to email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use those questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our excellent daily podcasts that you can download from drhoffman.com. And finally, if you go to drhoffman.com and on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the homepage, there's a little box you can click and you can record a question, as did Kelly. So let's hear from Kelly.
Does ovulation spikes cause bad heart palpitations?
Well, Kelly, that is a really interesting question. And, you know, what happens during ovulation is you get a change in the female hormones. Usually get a surge in estrogen followed by a plummeting in estrogen. And then you get progesterone. And progesterone is designed to help the egg develop. And what happens to women past a certain age is that they may have the surges in estrogen. It's called estrogen dominance. But they may not have enough progesterone. And as a result, it becomes harder to get pregnant. But also, they may have more in the way of mood symptoms, but also, you know, nervous system volatility. And that could result in palpitations, especially in women who have a condition called mitral valve prolapse, where they're very sensitive to, you know, various changes in their environment or changes in their internal milieu. So, this is a recorded question. I actually did a little research on this, and this is not an uncommon phenomenon. Women who have a form of ovulatory palpitations, it's not unheard of. It's not that common, but it's also a known phenomenon. And so how do you deal with it? Well, number one, you take magnesium, because magnesium has an anti-palpitation effect. And the most effective type of magnesium for palpitations is magnesium taurate. I would recommend going aggressive on it. You can take 2, 4, up to 6 capsules a day, especially at or near the time of ovulation. But I would also consider using some natural progesterone. You can get it prescribed. But natural progesterone is available over the counter in a cream, and you can apply that cream, especially you don't use it during your period, and you may wait, during the first week after your period. But starting the second week of your period, you start to apply the second week of your cycle. You start to apply a couple of pumps. It comes in a pump bottle, and there are various brands of this. But they're all based on wild yam extract, so it's natural. But this actually has some bioequivalent natural progesterone in it. And the progesterone has a kind of a sedating or relaxing effect and may affect the heart arrhythmias, may actually have a beneficial effect. So, some things you can do. Also, essential fatty acids seem to have an antiarrhythmic effect, so take fish oil. That may help as well. So let me share this message with you. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor works on the lipid membrane. It helps to repair damaged cells and mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, even in survivors of Gulf War syndrome. According to studies, patients with CFS also report results with NT Factor. NT Factor comes in the form of Propax, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs with antioxidants and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and their fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. Now, I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't miss a day without it. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. Coming down to the bottom of the hour, but we got lots more time. We invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And now let's hear from Marlene. Hello, Marlene.
Hi, my name is Marlene Hibbard of HideousHealthHabits.com. Thank you for this article on all disease begins in the gut. Truly believe that this article is very helpful. I trust the whole world will read it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Marlene. I appreciate your comment. And it refers to an article that I wrote a couple of months back about all the evidence that links the gut to a wide variety of health conditions. And we're not just talking about gastrointestinal problems. We're not just talking about ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome because as Dr. Alicia Fasano, who's an Italian researcher on celiac disease, once said famously, he said, what happens in the gut doesn't stay in the gut, you know, paraphrasing the Las Vegas meme. And it turns out that things that are going on in the gastrointestinal tract, you have an imbalance in the bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, it can affect your risk of obesity. It can increase your risk of depression and anxiety. It can certainly have an impact on cardiovascular disease and diabetes risk. It's pro-inflammatory in terms of your joints, and it may be pro-inflammatory in terms of such brain disorders as Parkinson's disease. That was proven recently. And Alzheimer's may be linked in some ways to inflammation that's generated by imbalances in the gut. So how do we deal with it? Well, we change our diets. We take the right probiotics. We sometimes use herbs or medications to reduce the proliferation of bad bacteria in our guts. And we use a protocol to address what's called leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome means that the lining of the intestinal tract, which has micropores that are designed to selectively absorb healthy nutrients and also keep out bad things like bacterial endotoxins and allergens from incompletely broken down foods, these barriers get breached and damaged, and you get a leakage of harmful antigens and harmful substances directly into the bloodstream, and it travels all over the body and wreaks havoc in your system. This is sort of the latest understanding of the role the gut plays, its centrality in human health. So I appreciate your comments, Marlene. I do hope that the whole world will read the article, All Disease Begins in the Gut. And actually, that is a quotation that is over 2,500 years old. It's by a guy who's considered the father of medicine, Hippocrates, in about 500 BC. So there you have it. Thanks, Marlene. All right. Here's an item that is kind of unusual, because we know that there is a definite connection between the brain and the immune system, and you can undermine your immune system with a bad attitude. And with conditions like depression, anxiety, it may leave your immune system more vulnerable. But here's a connection that was kind of unanticipated. You know, there's a lot of concern about the flu these days. And part of the problem is that the very people who may require more protection from the flu, you know, young, healthy, strapping 25-year-old against the flu, they're going to have some misery, but they're less likely to have serious health consequences or die. But an older individual, particularly someone with a medical condition like diabetes or asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, etc., asthma might be the coup de grace that leads to pneumonia or some fatal episode, or at the very least hospitalization. So we try to vaccinate the vulnerable elderly. But this year, they're using a new amped-up vaccine that is designed for the elderly, precisely because the vaccine was less effective for older people. And this study, coming back to the mood-immune system connection, headline, your mood might be connected to your ability to resist the flu. All right? A new study published in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity shows that, and this is not about resisting the flu so much as responding to a flu shot, it shows that flu immunizations are more likely to be effective if you're in a good mood. Researchers found that positive mood was associated with higher levels of the influenza antibody in a person's system. In other words, more protection from the illness after 4 weeks and after 16 weeks after the vaccination. So they measured positive and negative moods, diet, exercise, and sleep habits of 138 adults aged 65 to 85, and then they tracked them. And what they found was that there was a relationship between mental outlook at the time of the flu shot and the ability of the flu shot to confer protection against the flu. So this is very cool. So in terms of tips for getting the flu shot, if you're in a bad mood, don't go get the flu shot. Do something happy, fulfilling, enjoyable prior to getting your flu shot. It's more likely that it will succeed. And one final piece of advice is, don't look while a doctor is putting a needle in your vein, because it might mess with your mood. Interesting study. And, you know, I think the practical take home of this is that mental outlook has a measurable effect on your susceptibility to illness. And that is a truism. All right, let's talk to, let's take a call from No Name. No Name is a call number 117, so let's hear from him or her. It's a she. Can we hear from No Name? Okay, can't hear from No Name. All right, well, let's cue up No Name. While I talk about this, prenatal lack of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids is linked to schizophrenic symptoms in mice. All right, we talked earlier about the effects of meat deprivation during pregnancy on the likelihood that kids would become substance abusers. Well, one thing that vegan diets don't have very much of is omega-3 fatty acids. That is, unless you use flax oil, which is, after all, vegan, but it's a type of omega-3 fatty acid, linolenic acid, which is less likely to be converted to EPA and DHA in the brain. So you really need to get the EPA and DHA either from supplements or from oily fish. And when deprived of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, these mice had a higher risk of developing schizophrenia, or the mouse equivalent of schizophrenia. And so interesting studies suggesting that, we tell women during pregnancy that they definitely should get omega-3 fatty acids as supplements. And it can make a difference in the kids in a lot of ways, including the essential DHA for brain development. All right, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we've got callers, so let's talk to Mary in Pennsylvania. How are you, Mary?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Excuse me.
Gesundheit. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I'm sorry. I am 70 years old. I'm in really, really good shape, mainly because I've listened to you for years, but a year ago, I started taking thyroid care. I won't tell you the manufacturer, but it's 30,000 micrograms of iodine and 400 milligrams of L-tyrosine. I've been extremely successful on it, but I take it sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. I've lost 24 pounds, and I'm still losing weight. I have gotten rid of all the occasional returning thyroid symptoms, dry eyes, shake. Am I taking too much? Should I cut it down? Should I stop taking it? Is it going to be okay for me?
Okay, so let's do a little bit of primer on the metric system. A gram is a significant amount. A kilo, of course, is like a ton. A 1,000 kilos is a ton. 2.2 pounds is a kilo, a kilogram. I mean, is a gram. And let's say I'm getting confused in the translation here. Milligram amounts are 1/1,000th of a gram, and a microgram is 1/1,000th of a milligram. So really, you're getting 30 times 1 milligram. You're getting a fairly low amount, by my calculation. I'd have to have a converter in front of me, in terms of the actual iodine that you're receiving. I sometimes dose people even a little higher, like up to 1, 2, 3, even 6.5 or 7.5 milligrams, and you're getting 30,000 micrograms, so you're probably not getting all that much. You might want to get tested in terms of thyroid function, because there is a potential for excess iodine to suppress the thyroid, and that's a concern, because thyroid can go two ways. One, it can help to support your thyroid, because if you have inadequate amounts of thyroid, it's going to create low thyroid. But if you take just the right amount, it's kind of like the Goldilocks effect, you'll support your thyroid. But if you take really high doses of thyroid, it can sometimes paradoxically suppress your thyroid. You know, it's too much of a good thing. So I'd have to, you know, look at the product, see what, you know, else is in it, and, do the, proper compilation to see how much iodine you're getting. It sounds a little on the high side for chronic use. What I sometimes do when people are well is I step back the use of high-dose iodine, to, maybe a couple times a week instead of, daily, because what helps at first may overaccumulate over time. So that's, what I have to say on that subject. And it's controversial because there's some advocates of really high dose iodine supplementation. They think it's the end all and be all for a variety of health conditions and really good for your thyroid. But I have concerns that really high dose continuous use of iodine can ultimately have some harmful effects. So anything to add on that, Mary?
Yeah, the testing you asked for, I have a regular standard allopathic physician, not alternative at all. When you ask for testing, she's going to do the normal range. Right. I could be anywhere in that range. Is that the kind of testing you're talking about?
I am, because for this purpose, you just want to make sure that you're not dangerously either overstimulating your thyroid or causing your thyroid to decline. That testing, however, is not that great for determining who is a good candidate for thyroid supplementation with medication, with natural thyroid. And yeah, I know that the endocrinologists are unhappy when we in the integrative field prescribe thyroid medication for people who have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, but not, the proper blood test according to cookie cutter medicine. But we have great success in helping people with a wide variety of symptoms with moderate doses of natural thyroid, even when they have normal tests. But for your purposes, if we can see that the TSH is not high or very low, or the T4 or T3 are not really distorted, then you're not suffering any chronic problems, and you feel good. I mean, number one, you feel like you're responding well to it. And that's a good sign. I might point out that I have experience with, I just had a, went to a party and I talked to a guy who, he's actually a friend, and he was suffering from chronic sinusitis. And, it was really devastating. It was always, nose was all clogged up. Antibiotics didn't help. And I suggested that he try a little bit of natural iodine. Even fairly low doses, I think he's taking about a milligram or two a day. Not too much. Day in and day out, it's a tincture. He attributes his freedom of chronic sinus symptoms to his use of the iodine. He says ever since he started the iodine, in relatively short order, his symptoms abated. And this makes sense because iodine is a natural disinfectant. We know, you know, us of the baby boomer generation, we know that when we scraped our knees, our moms would put iodine on our knees and it would hurt like hell, or mercurochrome. And iodine has natural healing properties and can be helpful for chronic infections, chronic respiratory problems like sinusitis. So thank you for your call. Appreciate it. All right, this item on low vitamin D and the risk of MS. Headline, this is from MedPage Today. This is not a holistic publication. This is a standard doctor publication. And it says supplementation may help reduce the elevated risk. Vitamin D deficiency may help identify whether a woman is at long-term risk for multiple sclerosis, according to researchers. It turns out that compared with women who had adequate levels of vitamin D in this study, the risk of developing MS about 9 years later was 43% greater for women with vitamin D deficiency. That would be vitamin D less than 20. It was 27% greater even for those who just had vitamin D insufficiency. That means not actually deficiency. Vitamin D a little higher, but still in the low range, 20 to 30. And so this is published in the journal Neurology. They say there have only been a few small studies suggesting that levels of vitamin D in the blood can predict the risk of MS. Our study, involving a large number of women, suggests that correcting vitamin D deficiency in young and middle-aged women may reduce their future risk of MS. And if you have MS, studies have shown that relatively high doses of vitamin D may put the brakes on the inflammation that is destroying the myelin in the brain. And this item, are health groups helping to fuel the obesity epidemic? According to an article that was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, from 2011 to 2015, the Coca-Cola Company and PepsiCo sponsored programs at 96 national health organizations. We call this health washing, like brainwashing, but health washing. They tried to burnish their image by sponsoring, quote, healthy programs at 96 national health organizations. But simultaneously, they lobbied against 29 public health bills proposed to reduce soda consumption or promote better nutrition. So they say here the soda companies can neutralize potential legislative opposition by invoking sort of the cleaned up image in corporate marketing programs that seem to make them look like the good guys, but at the same time, they oppose bills to limit consumption of sugar. So that's all the time we have for today's program. Lots of great questions, interesting stuff. And remember, you can go to drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. There's lots more to learn from a variety of sources, and all the information is free. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.